Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John, Lance, and Dell. We're all here in studio as opposed to at Prime Social.
We're all here, though.
We went there to pick up a donut.
A kolache.
No, they bring donuts in at about 6. Lance, yeah. how was the donut at Prime?
They were gone.
They were gone already.
Only 2 boxes. And that was immediate. Usually when we're there, there's at least 4 to 5.
Yeah.
That was my first time, like,
When we're not there, it's only 2 boxes.
And then I went and looked where they usually are on the table, because this is at the bar. I looked on the table like, well, none there. Well, let me just go do this radio show now. I walked in, the security guy knows. I mean, he's like, oh, ESPN, you don't have to go. You know, they have a metal detector. He's like, you don't have to go through. Go around.
Who, H. Houston?
I don't know.
That's white his name, guy the white the guy. Hair. Yeah.
he's like, oh, Houston, you can just go walk around. I know you're with ESPN. So I walk right around. He's acting like there's not one to care in the world. He didn't say, hey, what are you doing here? Anything like that.
Well, he figured Dell was late because Dell's usually late or not getting us on the air.
Well, he probably
he did yesterday at Twin Peaks, getting us on the air.
We can get into that.
Charlie Polillo pissed.
No.
He didn't get all the people that went out to see Charlie and were vociferous
Let me ask you, Lance.
Yeah.
When Charlie found out he wasn't going to be able to get on the air in a remote setting. What do you think his emotion was?
I think he was emotionless. I think he was like, well, that's fine. Let's just make sure
It ranged from emotionless to kind of thrilled.
Yeah. Well, if we've got to get this fixed, we'll get it fixed.
And well,
I'd rather it work properly for the next show, to be honest.
I'll go back in studio and talk to.
I told you,
good friend Clark Kellogg.
Chris Solis has said, rightfully so, that if Charlie Polillo ever created an app that allowed you to put your vacation days that you have and any other filters that you say, I like, do you like, extended weekends? Do you like midweek breaks? He could create an app that would show you the best way
to manage your vacations.
Whenever we would have Astro spring training, mm-hmm. They would be on. And I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. When I did the show with Charlie, we had Astro spring training, and we had to air it on 790. And our show started at 3. And like we had to go on whenever it was off. We had to go on at 3 or whenever it was off. But no earlier than 3. So typically not earlier than 3. A couple times we did. So do you want to know the excitement that was in the room, in the building, whenever the Astros, when it was like, oh my God, it's 6-4 in a second inning. There's tons of pitch. You know, it's only the second inning. It's 1:00. Like, oh my God. Or it's 1:30. I'm like doing the math. Like, we might miss the first 40 minutes of the show. like, this is incredible. And then there are times where it went to, like, I want to say extra innings. I think they actually do extra innings in spring. I don't know. All I knew is
Not usually, but yeah, okay.
Well, we were doing the math on maybe it was just it would just go long. Because I just remember there were times we didn't start the show on time, and it was like we would see that this thing was going to run late. You know, it'd be 2:45 and they're in the seventh inning, like, oh, this is a blessing.
So Charlie missed about how much of his show? Because I had
Charlie
to fill in.
Charlie would never schedule off.
And then AJ filled in, and it really, AJ and Raheel really didn't do a Charlie show yesterday. It really wasn't at all.
Well, let's see. AJ's never done a Charlie show, and Raheel doesn't do a Charlie show.
No. It was probably the exact opposite of what a Charlie show would be.
I would imagine.
Jackie asked, maybe Lance can steal an intern's donut? That would be something that you could probably do since you didn't get one at Prime.
One of the interns brought some food up here yesterday, but not for us. But I was like, they weren't sitting at the...
Who's bringing us tacos today? Somebody's bringing us tacos today.
Well, Raheel said Cowboys and Indians.
Oh, Cowboys and Indians, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, is Raheel down with this? Because it's
Indian
food?
They're actual people from India.
Yeah.
As opposed to Native Americans, is what you mean?
I don't know which one it is, but I'm going
to... Raheel has his Pakistani...
No, I know what you're saying, but I'm trying...
It's Middle Eastern food, isn't it?
I would explain to people... Middle Eastern. The Indians, people from India aren't Middle Eastern.
Whatever.
I just want to explain explain the people that it isn't like Native American slash, and it's actual Indian.
Well, no, it's
India.
A clever play on words.
Yes.
Yeah, it's and the guy who owns is a listener of the station, and he's so yeah, it's like it's a fusion. It's actually fusion food. It's very good.
They actually make a great chicken fried chicken.
No, I know. I've been there. It's wonderful. They do a great job. Great job. So they're going to bring us some. We'll be eating some tacos while you're listening today at 10:30. Although Lance will already be gone, so yeah.
Before we get to the sports, no, I'll be around.
No, you're going to play at Prime today?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I was set to play. I park over near the Starbucks and I walk over to Prime, so I don't have to mess with any getting out with the. So I had to walk my ass back. I got my coffee from my girls over there.
What did you think of? I'm kind of happy that Justin Verlander. Now listen.
I told you they were going to ruin Snell.
All off.
I told you they'd ruin Ian Snell
or Blake. All off season. I was worried that the Red Sox were. Just better. They
just
were world champs. They won 108 games.
Just stop after worried. All off season, I was worried.
Guess where the Astros are. Want to know. Guess where the Red Sox are.
Do you want to know what the talk was in the hall here? And I'm trying to remember who I was standing like, who was it who was saying that Granato is going to be so freaked out about Alex Bregman being 0-3. I feel a sports.
It was all of us. We were watching Alex Bregman go 0-3.
Yeah,
I guess he finished 0-4.
Yeah, like,
you know what Granato's going to do if Bregman goes 0-4 today?
0-4.
For two straight days? Yeah. A sports map article's coming.
Listen, when Correa gets back, beat it. You're in the six hole now, Bregman.
The winter of Bregman's not going. Didn't go so well.
Apparently. Did it? How was it? How was all those trips to Jimmy Kimmel?
See, it started. It's starting right now.
Told you.
They said that's what your sports map article is going to be.
I'm not freaked out. Okay. No.
About when they start 0-10?
I'm pretty.
Oh, that's
happy.
Right. That can't possibly.
I'm pretty
happen.
Happy with the club. How about Brantley taking them deep? Off Blake Snell, lefty, the best lefty last year. He takes him yard.
Three bombs for the boys.
Altuve looks good.
Altuve looked good. His home run.
Dude, his knee was really... I'm telling you, when he coming into the season, you know where he is on the MVP? I mean, you get good value from Altuve on MVP.
Really?
Yes, really good value.
You know, it's funny.
He was injured.
Yeah, and but plus he's not a big home run hitter, and those guys don't typically win, although he has.
He has.
But I couldn't believe Snell tried to challenge him or tried to come in with a four-seamer. Like, that home run that he hit was a four-seamer at the knees, which he can golf out of there in a heartbeat. It wasn't really at the knees, but it was low in his zone. It wasn't a terrible pitch, but it caught just the fat middle of the plate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I saw his grip on the slow motion. I saw his grip, and I was like, oh, my God, he's just throwing a four-seamer? Who in the world throws a flat four-seamer to Jose Altuve ever?
Yeah.
You've got to be doing something with some action on the ball. You can't just throw him something
throw
like
it by
that.
Altuve.
No, I mean, come on.
And especially that was, right there.
That I was mean, unbelievable. Up his, he just flipped it and letters. It was gone.
Not that every pitch isn't up at the letters that Altuve, but and here's the deal. I'm not going to – this George Springer thing that I've been on for years now, I finally realize now. He's – no, I'm not wrong. Uh-huh. But if he was in the cleanup spot, he would have hit a solo homer. He's in the leadoff spot. He hits a three-run homer. Okay? Listen. Now that the lineup is better, deeper – last year, the end of the lineup was not very good. Was not very good. This year, better. So having guys on base for Springer when it comes up to his at bat, the stats were eye opening. How many at bats Springer had? And you always talk about, the leadoff hitter. He only leads off once a game. He led off or was up with no men on base, like 2-1. That's how often, because the back of the lineup was bad. This year, the back of the lineup is better, so it's going to be a better year, and I'm not going to talk about Springer in the cleanup spot.
Well, okay. The Vegas odds, John will not talk about Springer. Yes. Yes, he won't, is plus 700. No, he's going to, is minus 1,200.
I'm not going to talk about it until about his next solo homer. Then I'm going to be pissed. Yeah. Because, you know what, that's crap. If he hits another solo home run, that's going to be crap.
It was good seeing the boys get off to a good start, and not just the bats. Three home runs, you
mentioned. And against the lefty, too, because they...
Against the Cy Young Award.
Against Cy Snell. Yeah. No, that was eye-opening. And that's without Correa, too. Well, how about this?
They hit without Correa the last 2 months of the season last year.
Not really. He came back. No, he came back at the end.
No, he came back, but they were really without Correa for much of the year.
I don't know if you remember, he homered once.
At the very end.
Right, and against the Indians when they already clinched the series. But, so we do this television show. I do this television show with Paul Gallant, right? Yesterday. Mm-hmm. Okay? And one of the topics I brought up, I said, if they're going to do a long-term deal with Cole, you know, with all the money that they've spent already, it may come down to Springer versus Correa. And you can watch this tomorrow night at 10:30 on Cube 57. As you know, it may very well come down. Who do you pay, Springer or Correa? Because I'm not sure. If you pay Cole, you're paying Verlander all that money. You're paying Bregman. You're paying Altuve. You got Brantley. Reddick is still $13 million on the books. I say it may come down. You know, what are you going to do with between? But Reddick will be off the books by then. But it may come down to Correa and Springer. What do I hear this morning on their show? Paul Gallant coming up with, hey, this may come down to,
Yeah,
Paul
that's Gallant. What happens. Ask Del. See, Del knows. You don't just give away all the topics for a competitor to use.
He
you know what he did?
And you know what? It's going to be on tonight, so everybody that's thought like it me. Was his idea, and
hey,
I'm
here's
using
a great idea.
It.
I'm going to sit down. Hey, Todd McShay, you know, this is what I think about this. This is some information I've got on this player. You really should watch for this. This is an interesting tidbit. And then him and Mel Kiper are sitting there on TV, and they're talking about what I talked about. Would that be good for me? No. I would never give Todd McShay bad information, bad stuff.
Well, then so he'd say, I got
give
it from
out
Lance
bad
Erlein.
Information. No.
I got this from Lance Erlein.
He'd probably steal it and use it as his own. That's why I'm not trying to give good information and good topics like you did to literally the competitor. No. Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Why would you do that? Hey, I can't say anything
no,
on this
you
show
can't.
Because Paul Gallant's going to use it tomorrow.
Nothing is sacred.
Yeah.
It isn't sacred. He plagiarized.
That's on you, buddy. Paul. You should know better. Paul's not to be trusted.
He's not to
he's
be trusted.
He's got this Billy Mays look going.
He does.
He is Billy Mays.
Mays. You can't he's Billy him. Mays. There's no question.
He's Billy Mays with that beard now. It's full Billy Mays.
Time for me right now to talk.
He does these crazy videos for some vodka place.
How about
on
this?
On his Instagram. Hey, everybody. Kirk, kirk. Like, he's like, what the hell are you doing, Paul?
Wash your car. Listen. We've had plenty of times where we had big games. And it was not that yesterday was as big as we've had before with playoffs and all that stuff, but yesterday was a good day. We got Astros. We got Rockets. We got Texas Tech women.
Would have been a better day if Michigan had covered.
No,
Michigan. That was never going to happen ever.
No.
Wow. What an ass kicking.
Does Tech play defense?
Tech looks like a Final Four team for real.
Thank you. They're in my Final Four.
They look like a Final Four team.
Except I had freaking Tennessee, and Tennessee comes back and they freaking lose.
You didn't deserve to win that.
No, they didn't.
You didn't deserve to win that.
No, I didn't deserve it. But they did come back. How about Purdue's pretty good? Unless they're freaking gagging like they did yesterday, although they did come back and win in overtime. That was a good game. That was a good basketball. A lot of good basketball yesterday. A lot of fun. Time for me to want to talk about a lot of fun. That's Jeff Aronoff over Absolute Marble and Granite. And we're talking about outdoor patios, and we're talking about you putting in that tile out there and putting in that outdoor patio. You know, if you want it to be rock, if you want it to be, you want your outdoor patio to be marble, okay. You want it to be granite, whatever kind of, listen, Jeff Aronoff does it all. It doesn't matter. And you know, you're looking for columns, you're looking for, you want to really spice it up, your house, whatever it is, or you're building a home and you need that marble or you need that granite and you want Jeff Aronoff to take care of this for you, he can do that as well. He does entire hotels. He'll put in all of the vanities in an entire hotel. That's what Jeff Aronoff does. This is what he, or all the countertop work in a hotel. That's what Jeff Aronoff does. Every single day. He has grown leaps and bounds. The business is unbelievable. Absolute Marble and Granite is really, really killing it. And you can take advantage of that with 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. All you got to do is give him a call at 713-880-2822. If he doesn't answer, leave him a message and tell him you want him to come to your home or your business and take care of business. 713-880-2822.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Breaking ball sent deep to center field. Kiermaier going all the way back. George Springer, three-run home run. And the Astros lead 3-1.
Todd Kallas on AT&T Sportsnet. Is that what it's called? AT&T Sportsnet?
That's it.
Boy, did Springer crush that. Holy crap. Boy, Snell didn't. I don't know if he had himself a fun offseason or what. He got himself $50 million.
He just got ruined by the best damn lineup in all of baseball. He's probably still in Cy Young form right now. He just ran into what's known as the Astros buzzsaw.
Do you think it's the best lineup?
I
think the Red Sox.
I watched what happened
Yankees
with the Red Sox last
Yankees,
year. So.
And if Sanchez hits, I think the Yankees.
No, I don't
might
think it's
have
the
a...
best lineup right now. But let's see what happens.
It's one of.
I can tell you this: let's see what happens if Correa comes back. I mean, probably not because he's with a girl now. So you know,
not well. I mean,
I just feel like
I don't
it just
think
saps
that's
you of your
why.
Juice.
Why? Some you people juice, who get your mojo's actually, gone. Don't actually.
It
lose.
Doesn't feel like he's got mojo though, right, John? Remember, he got on the knee, he proposed.
Have you not seen the videos?
Which one? No.
The Danielle, he and Danielle together?
That's what I'm saying. He got no juice.
Yeah.
No. After that. That's what I'm saying. It's not going to happen.
No, have you watched the videos?
Is there more than the one on the bed where he looked like a hostage?
Yeah. No, where he puts her makeup on? Oh. No.
Lance, why are you getting up from the microphone?
Lance just got up. Threw down his micro, his headphones.
There's a whole channel of Daniela.
No, they got 10 videos, dude, and one of them is here. My fiance Carlos Correa. I am Daniela Rodriguez, and Carlos Correa is going to put my makeup on today. It's okay. Going to be funny.
So.
Oh my god.
So right now, she's trying to create her own brand. Obviously, look, good for her. She's trying to create her own brand as Daniela, and she's trying to get her own following going and pump it up even more. Good looking girl, all that stuff. But this is now, okay, now we got to get my brand going. Can you help me do these videos? They're going to be super cute. That's what's going on right now.
Right. And
what they're doing is they're sucking the life out of our shortstop. They're sucking the life out of our shortstop.
Let me ask you a question, okay? And this is a serious question. Which is worse? That, them doing videos together, having a female Captain America or a spider pig? Which is the worst of all of these?
It's a Captain Marvel, not a Captain America.
Whatever.
What is a spider pig?
He's talking about the Spider-Man cartoon, the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
What is it?
That whole thing.
Spider-Ham and Peter Porker.
Spider-Ham?
That's the name of the character.
I didn't understand the whole concept of
I'm going to go Peter Porker 1. Captain
you're
just Marvel.
You're going to put Captain Marvel ahead of the videos?
Yeah. He's hating. The other two don't affect you at all. That the Daniela thing may actually affect your baseball team.
No, it's not. Listen, he didn't get crappy because of Daniela. That is not the
case. No, it's not because it's not because of Daniela. He got crappy when he decided to wife up Daniela.
Do you know what just came on? Do you know what just came on TV? Gabriella Union beating.
That's what I told.
Just now, as we're talking, beating Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, yeah, but at least this is happening in his final season. He's done all the other stuff.
Well, he's getting paid.
No, it makes sense.
He's getting
paid
for that.
An actress beating one of the all-time great athletes,
But it's fine now because Dwayne's on his retirement tour, still playing pretty good basketball.
Right.
It doesn't matter what happens.
NBA player who runs up on down the court every night. Sure, an actress is going to beat him.
I don't know how hard he's playing right now in his retirement tour.
He's trying
to
make the playoffs, see if it happens.
You know what? He could have played two more years had that not happened.
Yeah, he's right there in the play, eighth, right?
And got a chance to go to get the six.
How about that?
See?
Yeah. Well, maybe if they had Gabrielle Union on the team, they'd be in four seed.
John hates anything that shows women in a powerful position.
You've noticed that?
Yeah, I just started to notice that.
That is crap. Jessica Mendoza.
And he's a stand for, what's her name over at U of H? Couture.
Oh, really? Couture?
He's a stand for her.
I know.
He loves
it's like she buys him beers or something. I don't know where that comes from. It's like she's up in her suite?
No, she did put in a good bar at the Fertitta Center.
That's good enough for
me.
That's good enough to potentially make John a stand. But
no, I think she's awesome. I think
obviously,
she's awesome. Yeah. I'm not misogynistic. I think women are awesome.
As long as they know their place?
I didn't. Yeah, that's you.
I'm asking that question.
You said that.
I'm asking
is
that
their place
question.
As Captain Marvel?
No, apparently not.
You do have Wonder Woman already.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean I have?
Do you see how woman is in the title?
You represent the comic book people.
You see how woman is in the title?
Yes. What's the point?
Captain Marvel should be a guy. That's all I'm saying.
Why? A woman can't be a captain?
No, can't be Marvelous.
The Marvelous Maisel. What are you talking about?
Marvelous Maisel.
Yeah,
yeah.
Women can be marvelous.
How about when she does this in the second? They always do that to hook you in. Like, I see this show.
Game of Thrones.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Game of Thrones the same thing.
World famous for it. And then Khaleesi comes back and she's a little leaner in season two.
No, we're not doing that.
And then she said it almost made her die or whatever.
She got leaner because she was like, you know what? Yeah, TV actresses work out. She worked out and she had an aneurysm.
Two brain surgeries will do that to you.
Yeah, you'll lose weight.
Yeah, you'll lose some weight. But that's not a great way to lose weight, I don't think. Go keto. It's better.
Keto is, you know what keto is? It's just a dressed up Atkins diet. I've always seen Atkins. Yeah, I remember your boy Joe.
Well, AJ is doing it.
No, I know. Yeah. And AJ's losing weight. Yeah. And AJ's lost weight. But
wait till he eats a piece of bread, though. He'll be back to 280.
So John had a friend named Joey. And Joe would like, hey, Lance. Joe, you're losing some weight. He goes, yeah, I'm on this Atkins diet. It's great. Where was he originally from?
Is it Pereca? You're talking about Joe Pereca?
Joey P.
Where is
he from?
He's from Philly, I think.
Yeah, he's like, this diet's great. I get to have bacon with cheese on it, and then cheesy bacon, and hamburgers with cheese and bacon.
It's wonderful.
And what else? And steak and cheese.
And then he's like,
and I'm like,
I said,
wow, you're losing. And this is Atkins was first out. Like, this is crazy to hear this.
Yeah.
Like, what else do you have? Like some broccoli and some rice? No! Not broccoli! That's terrible for you. And rice is the worst. And I just, in my mind, I'm like, But you can't have rice. Rice is maybe the worst of all. I'm like, okay. And he goes, broccoli too. I said, well, do you ever, like, you have to have fruit in the morning? No, fruit's the worst for you. Hold on, this diet is bad on fruit and vegetables, but good on bacon, cheese, and steak.
We're not doing that.
And he's like, yeah, and he kept losing weight. And then all of a sudden, it went away, and then keto comes back. And, hey, guys, it's us, keto. I'm like, are you sure you're not Atkins? No, you can have cheese and pork rinds. Just use them as chips. You can eat queso directly out of the bowl. I'm like, are you sure you're not Atkins? No. Hey, bacon and steak and cheese. Like, oh, I swear to God, I recognize you from somewhere. No, you've never seen me before. You look like the Atkins diet. No, you can have some broccoli. Everything's fine. Eat like all the broccoli you want. And you know what keto is? Eat all the broccoli. You eat all the vegetables. You're fine. Eat
vegetables? They just added vegetables.
Yeah, that's how they rebranded the Atkins diet. How about rice? No, rice is terrible. Yeah. I swear to God, you remind me of somebody I met before. No, I'm not Atkins. You know what's a good dessert? What? Burger, no bun. Oh, I've seen you. I know you.
Use lettuce for the bun?
Yeah, use lettuce. It's a true story. They do that. The Keishans.
What does this mean? Concept Mayhem says, turning into the show to hear John giving the succubus a pass.
The succubus is a character from South Park, and the succubus was a female that would suck out your soul. He's basically calling Danielle the succubus.
That's Danielle.
She's sucking out Correa's soul.
No, she's not. Stop it.
Just stop giving
her
a pass.
They're very happy. They're a wonderful young couple. They're making videos.
They'll see if you can find something on the succubus on YouTube.
You need to watch the videos.
You
need to watch the video where Correa puts their makeup on.
No.
Yes.
That made me almost quit the show.
No.
Just hearing that. You know what videos I make of my wife when she doesn't know I'm taping her?
Yeah.
When she's mad because I've left a Topo Chico in the freezer and it's exploded and she dog cusses me on. That's the kind of tapes I make with my wife.
Right.
I mean, I'd make other ones, but she won't want me.
She won't do it?
Nope.
That's terrible.
Nothing.
Not a very good wife. But this is the second one, too. So you got to keep her.
So here's this one. I have taped her during Texas-Oklahoma games. I've seen that. And done that.
Get out of here. She's got a... Sometimes when she watches games, she has a mouth on her.
Sometimes she's just...
I've seen her when she's had a couple cocktails, too.
Sometimes she's just sometimes she's just brushing her teeth. She's got a mouth on her. Sometimes when she's just closing the door and locking it, she's got a mouth on her. Yeah, sometimes she's starting the car. She's got a mouth on her. What are you talking about?
728 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. It's time for me. Speaking of starting a car, if you're tired of starting your car and you want to get rid of it, then John Clay Wolf is here.
I heard his commercial yesterday where he's almost acting like he's British or something, like, I've got all the money.
Well,
there's another
one where he's talking about, I may not have the biggest.
I may not be hung like Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's not a morning drive thing. That's not. The kids are going to school.
Speaking of, that's what I'm doing right now. I hope my kids didn't hear that.
You hope your kids, they're in the car with you. Of course they heard that.
No, I'm in the house. The mom's getting them dressed. You got to keep these things leveled out. You got to take control of your situation.
No, I know that. So what's going on? Well, you can hear him, as a matter of fact, tomorrow right here on ESPN 97.5. The show is awesome. I co-star on it every once in a while. But here's the deal. that's not the case. But if you're looking for a great way to sell your vehicle and get the most for it, that's what John Clay Wolf does every day. Because if he can't beat Texas Direct Auto or CarMax, he's going to send you $100. Is that right?
Very true. Absolutely. That's what we do.
What's hot right now? What cars?
Just what you would expect. Springtime cars, sports cars, Jeeps are coming in. Diesels are slowing down.
What do you call them? Corvette cars? Corvette
literally, like, from the last time we talked, I mean, two months ago, the same Corvette is worth $2,000 more today than it was 6 weeks ago.
Really?
It's weird.
Wow. So sell your vet right now. Hey, give me the VIN.com. Give me the VIN.com. What do you call them? Hooker cars or something? What do you call them?
Stripper cars. I mean, you got the methy stripper that drives the six-cylinder Mustang with the paint coming off. And then you got the Queen Bee stripper, you know, that's got the yellow convertible Corvette. And she's the one that's all pro with the tan lines, and she's 40. You know how it is. I mean, I don't have to tell you, Granada.
Right. Well, you don't. It's GiveMeTheVin.com. John Clay Wolf. You can listen to him tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5. GiveMeTheVin.com.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Yeah, we were just talking about baking. Yesterday at Prime, they made warm cookies. If I had a glass of milk, I don't know if they have milk.
Are they going to do it? I don't care what they did yesterday. What are they going to do today?
I don't know, but they were passing them out to everybody. Just here, everybody have some warm cookies.
That's great. Yeah. That's a great idea.
It was great.
So I went to, you know, you've been to Eunice.
Yeah.
The restaurant.
Oh, it's great.
Really good.
It's awesome.
Drake Leonard's is there. Well, they did a pop-up that I went to was it early last week or week before. I can't remember. I think it was late last week. And it's this chef from Denver that's going to come down here and open up a steakhouse called Garden Grand. And he was in there in a little private room. It was the time I was with Eric Sandler. You know what they're going to do at this restaurant? At the end of your meal, at the end of the meal, they're just going to give you a cookie. Just drop it off at your table.
Oh, that's perfect.
I had
this. Well, they give you bread. Why can't they give you a cookie?
Yeah. I had this cookie and I was like, oh my gosh. This is unbelievable. And they said, yeah, usually when people have it, they get so freaked out that they ask if they can, like, buy some. And so we've got them ready by the dozen. I was like, that's the whole concept of also
right.
drug dealers where, here, get a
yeah,
little taste.
Right.
We'll give you a little taste. Really? And then this is fantastic.
And pretty soon you're 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's yeah. I'm saying. So they get you a little taste. And before you know it, you're bringing a, Ed Oliver's 281.
I know what? He's not quite. I knew that would. I know how to spark. Okay, trigger Lance.
So here's
what happened with Ed Oliver's?
Ed Oliver's pro day. This is exactly what I got. Ed was not in great shape. Believe it or not, Ed was really gassed, and he even told Jane Slater, I just wasn't in.
Wait a minute. All you have to do is 2 months of being.
This is a little strange to me. Ed told Jane Slater, he's like, yeah, I'm just not in football shape.
Why?
Like, that's literally all you have
to do. That's all you have to do.
All you have to do is get in the best shape of your life.
How is that? I don't understand. How guys could smoke weed these 2 months? How guys could not be in the best shape?
He shouldn't have said that out loud, but he said, I'm just not in football shape. But he was going through the drills and everything, and they said he was getting kind of a little gassed, which was not great. That's not what you want. However, he ran a 4.19 three-cone drill, which is the time of an average cornerback. The average starting cornerback runs a 4.18. So Ed Oliver ran the three-cone drill, which measures change of direction like a cornerback, which, I'll be honest with you, it really didn't surprise me a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
He works out with a guy called the Footwork King, which is a wide receiver guy. Like, he works out, and he just has naturally incredible change of direction. He ran the official 40 times of 4.75. For whatever reason, and this always happens at pro days, they said he ran anywhere from a 4.71. Some people had a 4.71 to 4.75. I had a scout tell me, they check with each other. He said there were seven of us. We had it anywhere from a 4.78 to a 4.83 on our hand times. So, and they're only hand times at pro day. So my guess is Ed probably ran in the neighborhood of a 4.8. I thought he was going to run in a high 4.6s. Either way, it's super fast. I mean, that's not a problem. Ed's speed is not a problem. Weighing 281 will be a little bit of a concern, because even though most teams know he played around 274, 275, he came in heavier at the combine, and the thought is, okay, can he keep his weight on? And then he's 6 pounds lighter at his pro day. So he's gonna face the same concerns. How big is he? Because he's not a big guy when you see him. I mean, he's just not. His bod pod numbers say that he can carry 284. I was told by a team that works with bod pod stuff that 284 is the good weight he can carry. Anything over that is going to be kind of bad weight, is because his body's decomposition. Because they've really fine tuned
him. Though he's going to have bad weight.
Yeah, and so that's the concern with him. They had him doing some outside linebacker drills and some linebacker drills
that's
and stuff.
Then
not
he's
a lot.
Then he should be in that 81 well, that, area.
So that's
and but that, he should be in shape.
And that's and
I don't know.
That's the thing I think that was a little bit of a concern, is everyone thought he was going to have the gas was going to be really good.
Yeah.
Like really good waiting for this. And that's why I would have worked out at the combine. I would have just worked out at the combine, put some good numbers up, and then sat back at pro day. You know, because now you had to do it like that. The combine was a month ago. This is an additional month where you have to.
Where you could have gotten in better shape. Lost that weight and gotten in better shape.
See, he tested pretty well.
Why didn't he measure?
Because he didn't want to be tall. He didn't want to. He had to put the weight. I think there's a thought that he might have been under the combine size. The same reason Kyler Murray. Ed ended up being an inch taller than expected. So I had a scout tell me, I've never seen anything like this. Players are now deciding what they will and won't do. He said, and some of them, he said, there are guys just saying, I'm just not running a 40. Hey, Donovan Wilson from Texas A&M just said, yeah, I'm just not going to run a 40.
It's their body, their choice.
Yeah, well, what's going to happen is Donovan Wilson now I don't think is getting drafted.
Right, though?
You
right?
Can't be a cornerback or a safety and not run. Like, that's... And wide receivers, Laquan Treadwell pulled it off and still got drafted in the first, and he's been a huge bust.
How's he doing?
He's been a huge bust. And so a lot of these guys are like, yeah, I'm not doing this drill. And so NFL teams are going to start to fight back and say, you know what, if we can't trust you on what's your body type, and this is where fans jump in and say, dude, just trust the tape. Just trust the tape. Well, the tape is against, you know, not good teams. Like they want to have apples to apples comparisons.
Trust the tape.
Well, no, they'll trust the tape after they drop you two rounds. And if you're a corner or safety or wide receiver, you don't run, then you're going to really start to plummet. Laquan Treadwell ruined that for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But
you're going to have to run.
This, I know it's going to surprise you, but now players are deciding, I don't want to do anything. I want to do even less. Like every player in every sport just decides, I don't want to do this.
I think. This all of job. These workouts. Look, I agree. Look at the damn tape.
No, but they need...
Some guys play faster.
See, I disagree.
Where would Jerry Rice or Walter Payton be today? Because they didn't run well. And yet they were great, great football players. By the way, their tape was against SWAC teams.
You know what you're doing. But, John, all these guys are gaming the system. All they're asking you to do is jump high, jump far, run, change directions, and lift weights. It's really nothing. It's been done for decades and decades.
And throw.
And they want to see, how you do in an apples to apples scenario.
Lance hates the athlete.
I'm aware of that. We found that out yesterday.
No. Guys just don't like to compete. They're trying to game the system. Well, hold on. I want to finish this one. They're just trying to game the system now, where they say, I know I'm not fast, so I'm not going to run. I know I'm not explosive, so I'm not going to jump. I know I can't change directions, or I'm afraid to do it, so I'm not going to do it. It's just gaming the system. Dude, go out there and be who you are, and then go compete.
Yeah, and then lose lose money because in a cone drill, I'm really not that good at. But when you watch me on film, I'm pretty good.
No, what you're afraid of is they're going to find out who you really are. If you're too afraid to compete, I'm just saying.
Again, though, like Tom Brady, like Jerry Rice. Tom Brady had the worst combine ever.
Tom Brady is a quarterback, and he was drafted in the sixth round.
I understand, but Jerry Rice was not quick.
Jerry Rice was a first rounder.
But he was not fast. In today's world, you know how much they would have taken off for his 40?
Can I tell you that, by the way, has been That thing, we need to end this. I'll end it right now. Jerry Rice ran against a 12-mile-an-hour headwind. Scout, I never knew this because it's never been put out there. Jerry Rice ran in a 4.5s against a 12-mile-an-hour headwind. The adjustment was made him a 4.44. Teams who understood that, they changed him to a 4.44.
What about Walter Payton? He wasn't the fastest dude.
It was another first round, right?
Are players just doing what we would do for a job? You guys keep talking about this is a job. This is a job.
No, job interview. You don't have choices. You do what you're asked to do.
Well, I understand that part of it, but they're putting on they would say my resume is what you've seen on film.
No,
everyone tries to game the system when it comes
are gaming the system. They get a workout for this test. They get a take home test that they get a workout for multiple months, and they put up fake. By the way, Mike Mula was the first to game it. This actually, you have no excuse. If you can't game the system, you are told exactly how at Exos in Phoenix and San Diego and Dallas, they basically show you all the tricks of running the perfect time. That's what this is kind of ridiculous, because you're never going to run as fast as you do at the combine. Never.
Right. Okay. 744 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-377. There's a lot of stuff to do. There's Josh Rosen news. We got all the basketball to talk about. We got Rockets. We've got Astros.
You got the Cougs tonight?
We got the Cougs tonight. Okay. And there's there's a story that I can't. Now all of a sudden it's breaking. Kelvin Sampson news is breaking. Like, 2 weeks ago, I was talking about this. So let's talk right now, though, about Craig DeCerf. He's breaking.
Yeah, so he's breaking the internet with great deals. How about that? Go to LandZCars.com. So this is something that's very important. Craig DeCerf understands when you take that trip out to Angleton, you're going out there to find a great car at a great price. This is what you need to know about Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. When you stop in, you are going to find a ton of vehicles to choose from. They just got, they're up to 295. So they just went up from 286 to 295, got 14 new vehicles in. I check this every day. I've got my eyes on a vehicle that has a phenomenal price on it already. It's a Yukon. And I'm telling you right now, they're going to have a better selection of vehicles than pretty much anyone else out there. And it's not just a better selection of vehicles. Their customer service, from a sales standpoint, from a service standpoint, is second to none. Their customer service index, the CSI, is always at the very, very top, because they're the company who makes sure that you are happy with selection, with price, with trade-in value, and with everything that takes place after the sale. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC treats you like family, and that is an opportunity for you to truly experience what it means to want to get another car from the same place and not feel like you're being hassled or hustled. Make sure that you go to LanceZCars.com. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton, LanceZCars.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. So here's Matt Musil's tweet yesterday. As we arrive in Kansas City, the rumors about UH coach Kelvin Sampson going to Arkansas after this season are hot and heavy.
Yep.
Multiple sources have told me that they believe Kelvin intends to leave after the season.
Hey,
AD Chris Pesman has no comment on the matter.
Del, can you see if you can get Matt? I'm going to text you Matt Musil's number. Let's get him on and see if we can get some stuff about this.
I've been talking about this for weeks now. Okay, and now all of a sudden he's got 75. What the? You don't know that. Listen,
then quit talking about stuff. Did Paul Gallant steal your topic? Yes or no?
I don't know if Paul Gallant stole it. I know he took my Correa Springer thing.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
What, you're gonna have to just stop talking completely if you don't want.
Oh no, well I did. Yeah, I did use this on the show. I think I used it last week on the show about Kelvin Sampson going to Arkansas. Anyway,
Mike Anderson.
Yes, I said it on the show first. The show first. Mike Anderson made $2.5 million last year. I can tell you this. Kelvin Sampson's been offered more than that to stay at the University of Houston, and he's not signing. And he's hold. When the Cougs are eliminated, there's I don't get it. No, here's the deal though. Is Kelvin Sampson just a nomad? Is he that he can't stay in one place? I mean, there have been coaches like that. Mm-hmm. Dude that was at SMU, Kansas.
Larry Brown.
Larry Brown couldn't stay in one place ever, right?
Right.
He had it look like UCLA, he'll stay there. Nah, I'm out. Oh, well, really, that was good. Can't, no, I don't want to stay at Kansas. What? Mm-hmm. So maybe he just can't. Maybe he's trying to get his son, oh, listen, I'm going to leave, but my son can take over here. I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen, if you want to know the truth, Kelvin Sampson. U of H is going to get, listen, for the money that U of H is throwing around now, they're getting big-name coaches. The offer that they made, the University of Houston made to Kelvin Sampson, would put him in the top 15 in the whole country of college coaches. So, I don't know. You're in Houston with all of these guys. Now, Arkansas backs its basketball team. They do. And it's a bigger arena. It's SEC. They've got the history with Nolan Richardson, 40 Minutes of Hell, and all of that. I guess that's a better job. It is a better job. I guess it's a better job. But right now, in college basketball, look at Gonzaga. How good is Gonzaga? Holy crap.
Did you watch them last night? Yeah, they're really good.
Holy crap.
This is the problem.
You don't have to be a blue blood. You don't have to be a Power 5 school.
No, it's almost more of an advantage. I wonder how people view this, because it's one thing to want to get out of a smaller program and go to a bigger program. What if you're at a program like Houston that's in a smaller conference, but a big city, in a city where you have lived, mm-hmm. with the Rockets and with U of H? And you never know about the politics behind the scene. Well, I have to deal with this guy. I have to deal with this guy. We don't get money for this or this. I want this new facility, you know, whatever. But I'm just thinking, with Tillman Fertitta there, I don't feel like you're wanting for anything. We know you're going to get a good payday. And I almost think in basketball, in some ways, it can be preferable because your path to the top. Let's look at Houston's record this year. That's not the record if they're in a Power 5 conference. You're just going to run into some bumps.
No.
You're probably going to have at least 5 losses. Right?
Right.
Instead of 3, you have at least 5.
Right.
More than likely.
Unless you're Kentucky with the unbelievable, or Michigan Fab 5. Unless you get the most unbelievable.
Yeah, but they don't have those guys. So
will Arkansas get that?
So your path,
I doubt it.
No, and your path up to great record, and look, and then you have to deal with the RPI arguments, and you have to deal. I get all that, but there you are sitting there with a bunch of wins in the mid to high 20s, a chance to be up there, way up there, and a chance to be a 3 seed. I don't think Kelvin Sampson's a 3 seed if he's in another conference this year. I think it benefited him being in a little bit smaller conference because he's the big fish in a small pond. His team is one of the big fish.
Okay, but the argument, if you're at Arkansas, though, are you going to get even a better player than you get?
There's Arkansas Johnny again trying to push Kelvin Sampson out. Del.
No, but you're in an SEC school. You're in a Power 5 school.
No, I mean,
school.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, but how about you just try to recruit in the state of Texas in the city of Houston?
Well, he will anyway at Arkansas.
Yeah,
Gonzaga
gets better players than Arkansas. Now they do it a different way. They do a lot of international stuff.
Well, they
got to
be
more creative.
Than Arkansas does now with Kelvin Sampson there. Maybe Kelvin Sampson gets better
Mark
players.
Mark Few has built it, so I think Gonzaga will continue to get better players than Arkansas.
How about this?
Kelvin Sampson can do that here if he wanted to. He can become a national power here. There's nothing that says Houston can't be a national power in basketball.
No. How about you do this? You say, hey, you see that guy number 10 who just got drafted by the Green Bay Packers at 12 or whatever, Ed Oliver? Yeah, he went to University of Houston. He was a 5-star who stayed home. Did that hurt Ed Oliver? No, he's a 1st-round pick. Why don't you stay, and we want you to be the Ed Oliver of basketball, and we want to build. Look what we did with the King of the North, Rob Gray. Then look what we did this year, Sweet 16, and maybe beyond. We want you to help take us to that next level. All it takes is selling this is how the U did it. They kept Alonzo Highsmith, and who else was it?
Melvin Bratton.
They kept them home, and they said, and Schnellenberger sold them on the fact that we want to build this with you. We want you to be the guys. Historically, you look back, and it worked. Alonzo Highsmith will go down in history as one of the guys
who helped to who helped to change history,
a culture,
really change history of an entire program. Houston has that history already on their side. Final Fours, Five Slamma Jamma. But if you could talk one 5-star into staying home, or 2 4-stars and saying, we want you to take us to the next level, the Final Four, and do it for your city. Because never has Houston had more pride with the Astros and all the and all the different. I mean, granted, the Houston rap scene was huge in the early late 90s, early 2000s. But Houston has this real strong city pride going on right now. Gerald Green, you saw it with him. The hurricane even strengthened it. You got to play on that Houston pride thing and keep somebody in the city. And when that happens, I just feel like it's doable. I've never felt like it's more doable than right now for the basketball program.
Yeah,
no. I think football's always going to have certain
challenges. Listen, the argument for him to stay here is, I mean, he's been here. He was with the Rockets. He's got a great name. He can walk into any place. They built an arena for him. They fill it up. He's the third seed. He's in the Sweet 16. The reasons to stay, they're giving him huge money. They're offering him huge money. Maybe he just wants to go.
Yeah, and that's possible.
I just bring up because we talked about them and they won last night. You were mentioning, could Arkansas with Kelvin Sampson get better players than Gonzaga? Now, they have fluctuations. I'm looking at their recent rankings, but they have the number 5 class. But now they do it a little differently. Sometimes they have to go international. Sometimes they don't. But Gonzaga can get the number 5 class.
Yeah.
Now, he's done it over years.
Yeah, he's
but it can be
forever.
Done.
And it started with Richie Fromm.
But it can be done.
Matt Santangelo.
Exactly.
Once you can build at in non-Power 5, and that doesn't get less Power 5
it's Spokane,
than Gonzaga.
Washington.
Then yeah. Than there.
It was crazy.
And look what you can build.
And I remember watching him beat Ron Artest.
But Kelvin Sampson is a nomad, dudes. Maybe he's just a nomad.
Part of his nomad was not by choice, like with Indiana.
They kicked him out.
You know what I'm saying?
They took a phone deal at Indiana.
Yeah, so.
And Oklahoma, he had issues.
Hey, Todd, sit tight. We want to, he wants to speak on Kelvin Sampson.
I want to speak on Prime Social. You and I both.
Speak on it then. Speak on it.
Well, here's the deal is we're going today, 10,000 guaranteed. It is the place to play today. We've had 160 players in this thing, and if it's only 10,000 guaranteed. There was 27, 30,000 in the pot when it was all said and done, and that can happen today if you go over to Prime Social. Yeah.
20,000.
Yeah, 27,000 last the first time.
Beautiful.
That
was a monster.
It was a monster.
I got paid at number 16.
Yeah, I finished third one time with 119 players. It was good. Listen, if you're looking for the place to play, I was there yesterday. It was so funny. There's another place that I'm on their mailing list. Our networking thing is over. We're going to start to have some cash games now. This was like 9 o'clock at night. I was like, are you kidding me? At 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Prime, there were 12 tables going of cash games. So you never have to worry about being able to. That's the thing about going to these other places. You go, oh, there's no one here. Yeah, well, if you wait, people will come. Really? You want me to sit here? You go to Prime, you've always got a game. It's unbelievable. And they're giving away a Chastang Jeep right now. They're giving away cash for people who play in the tournaments. It's unbelievable. It's the best place. It's not even arguable. Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. We'll be there Monday and Friday next week.
Yeah, make sure that you get out there and play. But you know what? I walked in there. I thought we were broadcasting today. I walked in. 5 tables of games going on this morning with cash games. So obviously your cash games are all day, every day, 24 hours a day, from Thursday all the way through Monday. And of course, tournaments daily at noon with late registration all the way up until 2 o'clock on Sundays. It's a freeze-out tournament. At 2 o'clock. Get on out there and play against us at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer.
ESPN 97.5.